Coach General Manager Andrew Milne from the Canmore Eagles joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Rob.
Good. Canmore Eagles, a bit of a tough start to 2016. Tell us a little bit about Tuesday's game against the Drumheller Dragons.
You know, I thought we did a lot of good things. I mean, we outshot them 21-11 in the first period and it was tied at 1-1. We just got caught up to some penalty trouble again, and that's something that we normally haven't had happen to us this year, and that's something we're going to have to address and possibly learn from our mistakes, hopefully, this last couple games, because we know going into Camrose, it's not going to be easy to take penalties against them.
During practices this week, what have you guys been working on to try to turn the momentum around here?
There isn't a whole lot of on-ice stuff that we've had to work on. I mean, we felt our game was more of a mental loss these last couple games, and we put ourselves in bad spots and haven't necessarily taken advantage of the opportunities we had in front of us. So it's more of a mental thing for us, and that's something we had to address in our locker room, and I think our guys are more focused on what they need to do.
We haven't really talked about this yet, but I want to talk a little bit about the return of Riley Risling. What does that do to your lineup?
It adds a huge presence for us. I mean, Riley's a guy that fans know. He put up a lot of goals last year and was very successful in our league last year, and we think Riley's a goal-a-game type guy. He can be a game-changer, and, you know, it's going to add depth to our offense, obviously, with Forchuk and Fergie and Ole, and, you know, now adding Riley to that mix, that teams are going to have to sort of change their tune on how they play us a little bit. So also the leadership side of Riley and his experiences have been great for our locker room.
Back-to-back games against the Camrose Kodiaks in two nights are, you know, it's going to be a bit of a grind, but the good news is that you're at home. What does the hometown crowd do to help the Eagles get over that exhaustion?
Well, we've played a lot better at home throughout the season, and I think it's just the comfortable confines of the rink, but also the fact that, you know, our players appreciate the fan support, and when the fans come out and support us, I think our guys really get hyped up and want to give a good performance for our fans, and the people that they know are supporting them, they want to put on a show for, so it's great for us to re-energize, for sure.
Two games this weekend against Camrose, both at home. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight and Saturday night. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.